It's Peaches sitting down with Twisted here on K-Bear 101. How are you guys doing?
We are amazing.
We are here and we are now.
We just came out of like 41,000 feet of elevation.
Man.
And so our sinuses are awry, but we're draining and we're here. And it is amazing. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for so much for joining in. I know last time I saw you guys on the Zoom call, and then now I see you guys in person.
Yep.
Pre and
just as ugly.
COVID.
Yeah.
We're constantly ugly, though.
No, yes. Same for me. Right. How's it been for the music-wise? I mean, you guys been making anything new, or has it just been kind of the same old, or what's going on?
No, we just released Songs of Samhain Volume 3. It's available now for your fall Halloween season, perfect to spook up any party or haunt any holiday get-together.
Yep, there's a pumpkin spice version available as well for all you pumpkin spice lovers.
There's nothing like fall, though. We love that, man. We're like the kings of Halloween. We love that stuff, so it's like it's good to keep up that we started like this, I guess. What do you call it, Nazan? Is it an anthology?
It is an annual anthology.
There you go.
Yes.
So it's like every year we drop one. This one is no exception. It's cool. It just came out. We're currently on tour with the Certified Psychos tour. And we are playing somewhere tonight. I'm not quite sure where. But,
in the middle of nowhere.
In your area. It's been a good time. It's like a throwback deal. We're doing our old school material for everybody who's been... No, why won't you go back here and this and that? So it's like a throwback vibe.
Right. We're going to vault some of these songs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, this will be the last time you get to hear some of this stuff unless you come to, like, the one-off specialty show every five years.
You celebrate so many years of an album and people do the album in entirety. We're just going to try to retire some songs, man. We've been doing a lot of music for a long time, and there's a lot of stuff that we've recently released that we don't even get the chance to perform.
Right. It's like our career is spawned in 2 years of 10. It's like you can go back 10, and it's all old, or you can come this way, and it's all new.
So
and
true.
We can go either way with it. And I don't know. Just time, like, we feel like Walt Disney. Let's retire. Let's vault some things. Let's put our heads in cryogenic freezers. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
How many albums has it been for you guys?
604?
I was going to say easily 605, but he's probably close. No, we release a lot of material, and we do like EPs and collector editions and stuff like that, so we lost count a long time ago. But we always worry about the most current ones, like Unlikely Prescription. I know
Do you know how many records that we've done? I'm just asking George.
We just want to see if anyone else knows.
George would be in the ballpark at least. That's not what I was thinking. That's, 22.
22. And all those lyrics you have to remember, like, live, too.
At times. The most important one right now is Unlikely Prescription. That's got the track Envy I heard you guys are playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. That's our most recent record. And then we've been in the studio working on new projects as well in between touring and stuff like that. So we constantly stay busy.
Yeah, we got a super big one coming next year.
Sure.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep. Heck yeah.
That's back fantastic. In the rock roots.
Yeah. We've been playing Rose Petal. We've been playing Magic Spells. We've been playing a lot of good stuff. I know we just implemented our Halloween playlist. So we're doing 2 per hour and like... We don't do the radio cuts or edits. So like Typo Negative's 11-minute long songs are in there.
Oh my goodness! Get your Halloween on.
White neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was terrifying.
I heard he was a super nice dude too.
Oh, absolutely.
Course. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's just 1'8" tall guy.
He's just a vampire. Just because he's a vampire doesn't mean he doesn't have emotion.
I wouldn't be surprised by who previously worked here.
That's right.
But are you guys obsessed with pumpkin spice as well?
You just see it everywhere. I actually rode by an oil change place that assured everybody they have pumpkin spiced scented oil.
It's just everywhere. I hate it. It reminds me of potpourri, whatever that is.
The poopery,
poopery. Yeah, right. It's like I can't associate that with it. Pumpkin pie, maybe. Carving pumpkin, sure.
Absolutely.
The great pumpkin, always. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice, not so much.
Hefty just released their pumpkin spiced trash bags.
See?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you saw that.
We've seen pumpkin spice kitty litter, so it doesn't stop. It's clearly a gimmick, and everybody's going to get their due out of it.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you guys do anything special when it comes to like watching movies for Halloween and stuff? I mean, do you guys do like one per day? Because that's what me and Russell are doing. We're starting that today.
That's a cool one.
We're doing like a movie review. We're starting off with Nosferatu.
You guys are going back with that. Yeah, right on. That's good.
That's awesome.
What are some of your guys' favorites?
Well,
Amityville 2, The Possession is my old school go-to right there. There's just certain things that happen in that movie are just like, man, gives me the creeps. Makes me feel all weird below my zipper.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But for new one, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, I love that. That's a really good one. You know what wasn't? The new Saw. Oh, man.
That's exactly what
Russell
said.
See, that's why I thought Will Smith went after Chris Rock for doing that.
Wow.
Not because, I'm telling you, if you really ask, you'll probably say, no, it had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with you ruining the Saw franchise.
It's not called Saw, right? It's called something else. It is the Saw.
It's Spiral.
Spiral. Right? Is that
it? Is it?
Yeah.
That's
a continuation. That's what he basically got the franchise to continue it.
I got you. See, because I didn't see it, and that was what threw me off. I was like, I'm not sure if it's part of the series or not, so it sounds like I did myself a service.
Yeah.
You see, Russell over here, he actually was not able to watch any of those movies growing up, so now he's watching them because he's living on his own now.
Absolutely.
And he said Saw 1 was underwhelming.
Wow. So underwhelming. That guy cutting off his ankle.
Yeah. But you got to understand.
It was underwhelming.
He's been hearing about the movie for 5 years, 6 years, and now you see it. Nothing ever really lives up to the lore that's before it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All the things that you hear, you know, us a lot of times too. People meet us and they're like, wait a minute. You're not going to saw your arm off? What do you mean you're not covered in blood?
We used to saw our arms off.
It's so by the time he saw it, it probably was underwhelming because he's expecting this and it was that. So I get it. I know where you're at.
Interesting.
And I was listening to Ice Nine Kills recent album, and of course they have the song Envy with them and
for
stuff.
Sure.
And like I just saw them live for the first time as well.
They're awesome.
Chopping arms off, chopping
amazing.
Heads off. Like
right.
talking about the chopping arms off thing.
Right.
And just I realized watching American Psycho, I was like, oh, this is where the references are from.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen American Psycho since like earlier I just saw
that
it earlier
movie,
this year.
That movie's deep. It's real deep.
Thing.
Patrick Bateman goes in. There's a lot of raincoats and axes. That sums it up. That is my review of it.
He's very moist in that
it's
movie.
It's a good one. He's naked a lot in it, too, for some strange reason.
Have you guys seen Guillermo del Toro's house?
His where he lives?
Where he lives.
No, they don't let us buy people's houses. Immediately on the property, the authorities are called.
Bringing down property value and
grass,
everything as soon
man,
as we hit the
get
block.
Get down on your knees.
I think you guys would be like cherished there because he has this. He has like life-size statues of different like horror figures.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Cool.
And he has like H.P. Lovecraft, Alfred Hitchcock. He also has the.
So rad.
I forgot the girl from Exorcist. What's her name?
Reagan.
She's sitting on the couch.
Oh,
like,
that's
full
cool.
Full size, like silicone figure of her.
The Rob Zombie got stuff
say,
like that.
Yeah, Rob Zombie's got like the bear from the Addams Family, and he's got all kinds of stuff in his house like
What's
that.
What's Gogo? Basil Gogo pictures.
Oh, Basil Gogo, the original paintings and everything, right, from the old Monster magazines and Creepy from Warren magazines. It's just some. He's like, it's like once you get that kind of level of
success,
you acquire cool things like movie props, and people are like,
you get chances. You get better chances
at getting those things, right? That's a good way to put that. You have better opportunities at getting things that are like the needle in a haystack.
And that's
so
where we get excited about our stardom, to walk into a McDonald's and they bring you from a medium to a large because of who you are, man. Or
right.
You got two pieces of cheese.
I went ahead
on
and
that,
bumped you up and threw you a couple extra nuggets. Whoop, whoop.
Thank you. It's the small things.
It's so good.
And when
it
happens, it is amazing.
It is. It's the kickbacks of life,
it
man.
It is.
It's why we do this.
All right. Everybody knows now we're just in this for the food.
Right. There's a couple extra ranch packets for
we
you there,
we just
mattress.
Wander around to fast food places and restaurants, painted up, hoping to God somebody back there recognizes
you,
us and throws us an extra nugget.
You ask what we do for Halloween. One of our traditions is collecting condiments from all the places we stop
to.
And at the end, we give them away for Halloween. Here's a relish packet for you. Love
Look
your costume.
Yep. All
it's
the
great,
way
man.
From
it's a good time, I swear, dude.
All the way from Idaho Falls, a little fry sauce for you.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
We don't have that.
We don't have that.
I know. It was when I moved here from Southern California.
There
so,
you go.
Like when I first came out here, I'm like, what's fry sauce?
Yeah.
What is that? It's
Different.
Thousand Island? Yeah.
Ketchup and mayonnaise is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just thinking of you guys getting all the bad kids, just like some terrible condiment. Like here's
it's
some
true.
Expired horseradish or something.
Oh, man.
No
oh,
way. I've
so
got Charlie horses right in their thighs.
Yep. I'm around here trying to trick or treat.
Oh, that's great. Have you guys seen, are you guys like on TikTok as well?
We have a TikTok account. Yep.
Have you seen the Ghost enter the Billboard top 200?
Yeah, heard about it. Yeah, Mariana Cross, right?
Right.
Yeah,
so we need to get twisted up there as well.
I'm saying,
absolutely.
Yeah. We keep trying to throw down, you know, stuff. But I think a lot of that stuff is organic and people just like someone does it and then everybody just follows suit. So that was cool because if I'm not mistaken, isn't that song like 2 or 3 years old?
Yeah. It re-entered.
Yeah. Like came back up. Yeah, right on.
Yeah,
that's,
good
that,
for
and
that,
that's
man.
Cool,
that's
though.
Awesome.
It just goes to show the power of fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they control a lot of stuff and can determine a lot of stuff in a lot of entertainers' careers.
Absolutely. They can end you or
for
they
real.
Can make you.
Or begin you. Yeah, for sure.
I think even now, like Pierce the Veil Yeah. Has entered the
spot. That's my jam right there.
Yeah. Past the Nirvana,
And then Keen for a Day as well. And then
got to see them at Blue Ridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pierce the Veil. It was dope. It was awesome.
I know Crossfade's Cold is now trending, too. That's which is really? An older song as well.
I was going to say, Crossfade is the jam,
I'm
dude.
I'm telling you, streaming is something else. Wow. It's the Kate Bush effect. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
it's like, that's cool. Everybody's hoping for that now. Mm-hmm. All the old schoolers are like, that's all it takes.
For sure.
She was making $1 million a day, something like that, off of the streaming. Holy
smokes.
That's crazy.
Wasn't it Walk 100 Miles from the season before?
And I'm running away.
And that was the, like every season, I think they had like some kind of gimmick between them. Like, what old song can we take out of obscurity and make the most popular? And they probably bet it was the Duffer Brothers, right? They have some kind of paper, rock, scissors. Or this time it was Running Up a Hill or whatever it's called.
That's
or Running Down the Hill or Running Into a Hill. I'm so confused.
But you guys do have 22 albums to choose from.
We do. I believe the choice is in your hands, the listeners.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with us. We can virtually just sit on the side and eat the condiment packets we've collected amongst our October run.
I don't think Kate Bush submitted for the Stranger Things soundtrack.
Honestly, I don't believe that. I think she was just sitting at home and like, really me? Wow.
Really
me. Thanks.
Right.
I like Vector or Vecna. What's his name? Is it Vector? I call him Vector. It's Vecna. All right,
Vecna.
Cool.
Yeah,
he's my homie.
I think like for 22 albums for you guys, and to try to at least get down to like season 8 of Stranger Things or some Netflix show in the future.
For sure.
To get added onto it in the soundtrack. Because I've noticed like for metal, Metallica, which I think now, luckily enough, these kids are now getting interested in metal again. Because I've noticed that for TikTok.
Yeah.
When they're in across Master of Puppets and them to discover all these different artists.
Well, they're getting tired of being accosted down the street with the shirt. Hey, you know a song from that band? No.
Yeah. It became more fashionable to wear the clothes. But then you're like, tell me one song that band performs. Yeah. And you're like, I got this shirt at Levi's. It's really cool.
So I think it's bridging the gap. It's stuff like that. Small
or actually
things.
Got the shirt at the Gap. Yes, the Metallica shirt from the Gap. And Justice for All with rhinestones on it. It's real trendy. Real trendy. You're like, name a song. Can't do it. But it's cool that they come back. But also because music has been such a melting pot. And everything, it's like all the lines are starting to get blurred.
Yeah.
So it's like rock is rap. New metal is rap. You're hearing more rap in new metal. You're hearing more rock and pop. You're hearing all these things blend. So maybe it's refreshing for people to go back to something that's purist. This is just metal.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear no flows. It's just shreds and hair. And
you're not going to hear Kate Bush on the new Twisted record. I'll guarantee you that one.
Right. But it's cool, though. That's the fun part about it, though.
But if she called on me, we'll figure
I would put her on the record,
we'll
absolutely.
Katie,
get your old butt in here and sing me some stuff.
We'll be all right.
Run up that hill for me one more again.
I mean, have you guys been on to like any concerts as of late too, or anything crazy?
We were at Blue Ridge for 4 days, man.
Yeah, we got to see Jelly Roll, our homie. He rocked it. We came as Romans. They rocked it. Those are two sets that I got to see, and Ice Cube and Dub C put it down. Like those are the most recent shows that I got to catch that were just like amazing.
But Tenacious D came out and let everybody know.
It's cool.
That's a goal of mine to see them live, even Rammstein too.
Mine too.
Yeah, I keep hearing Rammstein.
I saw them already too.
You have?
Yeah, I saw them when they first started, and they were opening for Black Sabbath. It was at a festival, and you're just watching. All of a sudden, a guy was running around on fire, and all it was crazy, dude.
It's
and
insane.
It was
they put on a show too. Yeah,
yeah, it was nuts. Now their live shows, they say, are some of the most insane. I kind of want to see that. I want to get shot with a flaming arrow.
They say like you can hear from like 10 miles away. Like it's ridiculously
it's
loud.
Yeah.
Like someone thought like this was war footage. It's like no, that's Rammstein live in like San Antonio.
Wow.
Like flames are being shot.
And the cannon burst. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
That's what you guys got to do for your next concert. Just
man,
take a cannon.
Just to be clear, to get the permits to do that kind of jazz and the places that we go is I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't know. We know the right.
It's like a no-fly zone, and you want to bring a plane in. It's like, I don't know. We'll see.
But that's one way
fingers
to remember.
Fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right,
set somebody on fire. That's a hard one to forget.
Right.
They make East Idaho News, fired a blank cannon on the outside, caused the whole crowd to run away.
There it
Lord,
is.
See? Now you
there
see why
is.
We need permits.
Yep.
There is a battle, though. Online, I've noticed recently, Ronnie Radke of Fallen in Reverse.
Yeah, and Trunk.
Yeah,
and
Eddie Trunk. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
Victor Wolt, the guy who interviewed you last 2 years ago.
I got Ronnie's side.
Yeah, I
do, dude. Seriously, he's right. He's got a point because it's like ever since, and this is that's for rock, but I can attest since him and I have been doing this in our career, we've always played off of backing tape. So it's like the bands nowadays that do play, a lot of bands have atmosphere in between tracks. People come out to intros and not a person's playing, and then they start playing. So for when he made that statement like that, it was like, That's really bold to say that. And then for dude to just jump in and now he wants to fight. It's like, dude, what? Man, children, slap them, Ronnie. That's
ladies,
all I'm saying.
Ladies.
Right. And then now other people want to get involved in it. And it's like everybody's trying to hop on the trend. But it's like.
Well, I mean, it could be worse, I guess.
If you,
know you
do.
I mean?
Well, that was the thing. They canceled the show because someone stole their laptops.
Oh.
And they couldn't play because their music was on their laptops. We travel with this machine we call AllSpark. Yes, we're Transformer fans. And it contains all of our music in it. And we can dial up a song, and it's all in this database.
But if you steal that,
we are screwed.
There's no way.
That's all there is to
it. We can play the CD and go off
of
that.
And he was like, no, my fans deserve better than that. I'm not performing off a CD. These are just elements. It's not the entire tape. And when that guy made the assessment, it came off. He didn't say this verbatim, but it came off as he was implicating that everything he's doing is like a lip sync. Everything he's doing is not there. And I understand why dude got upset. Seriously. And he had the absolute right to get upset because it was like, how dare you? He even made a statement, which was crazy. I have to watch the footage. But like he's like, Steven Tyler's playing piano in this thing. And because he said all the old bands are just purists. And he's playing the piano. And the dude gets on top of the piano and it's still playing. And it's like, so if that's not a track, then what the hell are you talking about? So I guess just people get lost in
you
their
know
own
what
junk.
You hooks? You had a twisted show? Lip syncing. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. There's no lip syncing.
Right. It's like,
we go hard.
But we do have elements that add to the ambiance and what we do. So it's like,
right. We want to make it a show.
Absolutely.
We want to make it as entertaining as possible every second that you are there. You spent money to be there. You have your kids in a babysitting program and you took time off of work. And it's like, the least we can do is make that time as entertaining as possible.
Right on.
So I don't see what's wrong with that.
I did notice with Eddie Trunk, too, like he was already beefing with Kiss about the lip-syncing thing.
Absolutely.
There's a crap load of bands that do lip-sync.
It's true.
It is what it is,
but
man.
But I would think that Eddie Trunk would understand from being such a person from
going
back.
Why you want people behind our curtains and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
but,
this is our area. You know what I mean? As artists, we have our own thing.
Most of the stuff.
Jamie Madrox lip syncs. We're just going to say it right.
Stop it.
I'm going to share
it
with Idaho Fall.
The thing that bothers me, though, is a lot of the things like what was, I can't think of the name of it. It wasn't Soul Train. It was like Electric City or something.
Solid Gold.
All of those performances were all lip synced. All 70s, 75, 78, they were all lip synced. Yep. So it's like for someone to say that, it's like these people broke away from lip syncing and instead of using, it's like, you get with the times or you get left behind. It's cool that you can grab a guitar and go sing at the coffee house. No one's pooping on you. Props to you. Hater. Not no haters. All congratulators. But at the same time, if you add more to the event to make it more theatrical in the regard to give the best show, then I don't see what's wrong with that.
Right. It's not about you anymore at that point. It's about the people that made you who you are and what they deserve in your eyes. And you go from there.
Right on.
And if you feel you're people deserve that, then it's fine. That's your choice.
And I didn't even notice from like a musician standpoint either, because I knew from the Eddie Trunk standpoint, I'm sure he doesn't know how to play an instrument either and stuff.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
right.
I don't think he's ever toured at all, but like Victor, who's the guy that interviewed you 2 years ago, and he's like my boss and stuff, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, the laptop is what used, like what you guys said, for the backing tracks, especially orchestral parts for Fall in Reverse.
Tempo. Like there's a click track. People, I'm not trying to spoil the
for
behind
the
curtains, but there's a click track that people hear in their in ears that sets the tempo. The drummer's the backbone of the beat. So even if he's playing live, he's still hearing a track. All of that's on the laptop or like we have AllSpark or whatever the case may be, however you prefer. But it's like that's part of the show. So for you to not have that, that completely cripples your show. And for them to be like that unsympathetic or even just to have to chime in, you didn't have to say anything.
Here's
you
could have
just shut the F up, but you didn't.
Is he buying tickets to his show?
No, he's
not.
He's just
so
trying to get
his opinion should not matter to him. You
Ronnie
know what
Radke
I mean?
Is packing clubs. He is so not worried about any of that and whatever, dude.
It is what it is.
Everybody got to get in the sauce.
But
dip their finger in the Kool-Aid.
I don't like the hair pulling.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Let's all just be friends.
Exactly. I do like you guys' positive attitude all the time. I've listened to past interviews, too, and it's nice to actually hear a positive outlook. Yeah. You know?
For sure.
Because I love seeing the Twitter beefs, too. It's
I mean, you know, it's like we can turn up. We just learn from turning up. A lot of the times when you do turn up, it's because you didn't read it all the way through properly. You
and
didn't digest it properly mentally or emotionally, and then you just popped off.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, that person did that, and it just creates a domino effect of crap. And then you get back to, why are we beefing? I don't know, man. Hey, what's up? I'm Jamie. I'm Paul. You know, whatever the case may be, and we're cool. It's like, so that's what we've come to learn. That's the only reason why we're like that now. If you'd have talked to us 10 years ago, we'd have been like, where they at? What they want to do?
Nothing's real anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can read 1,000 people saying that they hate you. And then once those 1,000 people are in front of you, it's not the same. It's
not
different. We watch it happen for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. People that say whatever they want to say, and then we see them either through a meet and greet or just – and it's never what they're portraying on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I refuse to believe any of it.
And you also, when we live in such a tech-savvy world, a lot of stuff isn't human face-to-face. So anything – like, I could text you –
I don't even know that that's not a cat typing that.
Right. Like, no, but I could text you and you and you and them all the same message, and each one of you are going to interpret it a different way. He's mad. Well, he sounded happy. Wow, is he pissed at me? You know what I mean? It's like everybody's going to interpret it their own way because you didn't literally hear it from the person's mouth. There wasn't – they didn't emote when
everybody
they said
it.
There was
it
nothing. There's
context.
No context. Yes.
Right. You leave a sentence – unpunctuated,
right?
And you could start World War III.
Seriously,
oh, yeah.
it's that true, and it's like so.
Like,
that's why a lot of that stuff, giving validity to all of that, just seems so over the top. But I get it. That's what we do. You know what I mean? In the industry, you got to create stuff to keep stories going and stuff like that, and talk about stuff so we can get past it. We're going to learn something from this whole trunk situation. We're going to learn something. We're going to find out how many bands really get down, like how we do.
Right, because we get down.
We do.
I do enjoy like the old DJs going up against like modern artists
yeah,
of today.
Yeah.
I just want to see more like Howard Stern versus Ghost or something.
Right.
Howard
exactly.
Stern would destroy them. But
oh my
it's
goodness.
Going on in rap too right now.
It's
the same
it's
thing. You have the purist, and then you have the people that came on the last 3 years and made, you know, $200 billion and 600 billion streams. It's
and
not
the first
the
thing
same
they do is
day.
Disrespect the whole staircase they walked up to get there.
Because they
that's
didn't
a lot
walk
of the
up a staircase. They don't even know
they
any of them.
They didn't. But if you look behind you, there was a staircase like, there, and it's just it's a respect value. Even if you don't enjoy a person's music, just know, pay it forward. They probably laid a brick in the path you're walking. So that's why we're here, because someone gave them a chance. They turn. It's all, man. It's evolution in the music industry, at least the way I think about it.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining us today and this whole thing. And you guys have a new album coming soon.
Yep. It's a mystery.
It'll
be next year.
Keep your eyes peeled. Oh yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
There's one out now.
Yeah,
for your Halloween seasons.
Yeah. Season of yes.
That's the one I was talking about.
Songs of Samhain, Volume 3, is available right now. You could go pick that up. But he was talking about a brand new rock record that we have coming out in the year coming up that we're working on.
Yeah.
So you can go now to your local, wherever you buy music, and pick up Songs of Samhain, Volume 3. Check it out. It's perfect for haunting your house on the holiday.
Perfect.
W Bear.